This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WGL HD3 Philadelphia. Now, Health Watch. Featuring Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, with valuable information that could help you improve your quality of life. Now, Health Watch.
Good morning and welcome to the Dr. Molly Show.
Nah, John, Health Watch.
On time.
On time today. Thank gosh.
Yes, little technical difficulties last week, but we are here live in the studio and ready to bring you another edition of Health Watch. As we always say, every Sunday here from live version 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates located in Marlton, New Jersey. After all, it is your show, though.
Hey, John, let's reassure our listeners that we're not AI, okay? Because we had a week of that where people thought, what happened to YouTube?
Some people thought we were no longer on this earth.
I know. They said AI's taking over your show. But anyway, no. Bottom line is we're here and we're healthy. Thank God things are going well.
Yes. So what we talk about here on the show is, of course, health-related. And we talk about the who, what, when, where, why, and how of Innovative Medical Associates, how Dr. Molly and her team can potentially help you with any medical challenges that you may have. And, of course, we welcome your participation. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. At any time during the course of the show, if you have a question or a medical challenge that you want to run by Dr. Molly, feel free to call in. At 855-839-1210. First off, a shout-out to...
Chris Kohler.
Kohler.
Yeah, so just a shout-out, and hopefully he'll be back in my chair soon.
Okay. We'll welcome you back soon, Chris. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, and we always start the program with Dr. Molly explaining what she does. As she can in her own inimitable style. Well, what do you do, Dr.
Well,
Molly?
Well, John, let me just say this, okay? Innovative Medicine is really a group of like-minded healthcare providers who work out of my clinic in Marlton, New Jersey, licensed facility. And we can do anything a primary care facility can do. If we need to send you out for x-rays, radiology, we can do that. If we need to give you referrals over to specialists, we can do that. If you need a medication, Dr. Pat and the team can do that. But what really separates us from the other pack is that we believe in God's ingredients, more natural products to effectuate a change for a patient. And our delivery system, for the most part, is through hydration therapy. And there's a reason for that, because we're able to use the natural things like vitamins, minerals, amino acids, proteins, and we're able to deliver them through the hydration for a direct hit, bypassing the GI tract, thereby losing some of the medication's potency and have a patient really effectuate their change more quickly and do it in a way that also stops them from possibly having side effects from the medication.
You know, we can't say what others do, but your emphasis has always been and is now that you're dealing with medical. In other words, you want to solve the problem.
We try, at least the symptomatology.
As opposed to others who may just want to give you
there's a lot of spas doing this. Yeah, you have a hangover, go ahead. You want more energy, go ahead. But really, when you utilize the hydration therapies as a treatment protocol, and by the way, if you've gone into the emergency room or urgent care lately, you know the first thing they do is put an IV
into you.
So we know hydration in and of itself is a medical procedure. And this is the thing. I want to encourage people to understand that when you come in to see us and you're coming in for a specific challenge, by the way, cancer supportive care therapies, autoimmune, I'm seeing so much more autoimmune problems. So you come in, we want to help resolve the side effects that are really bothering you through this challenge. And lots of times, it's not just resolving the fatigue, but maybe some of the more unpleasant side effects than even the fatigue.
You've had a lot of success with cancer patients.
We have.
And why is that? I mean, why?
I think
why do you...
because we don't promise the moon. We're not telling you that this is magic fluid. I mean, I encourage people to get the tumors out or to get the challenge out and move on. I encourage people to follow conventional care. But most of the people that we see, okay, who are coming to us, and they do it the way we suggest that they do it, which is utilizing our treatments to help them get through the conventional care without harming the substances that the chemotherapy, et cetera, is doing. Because, again, we're using this as a medical modality as opposed to just foo-foo.
Yes. So, because there's a lot of cancer patients out there.
Sure.
And I'm sure there are many who don't come to you, who
of
you
course.
Can help.
Of course.
Who you can help.
Right.
So how can you help them?
Well, one of the things we can do is we can make them be able to succeed doing a full chemotherapy regimen in terms of that, going to the cancer centers, doing the chemotherapy, and coming out on the other side and doing pretty darn well. In fact, also using the radiation therapies that are out there, helping the patients, the immunotherapies. What we try to do with the good doctor's help and my doctor consultants is that we really try never to interfere with the conventionalist, but we want the patient to have enough stamina to go through the chemo. How many times have you seen a patient who said to you, friends of mine, boy, this chemo's wiping me out.
Oh,
I can't,
absolutely.
You know, and as a result, their quality of life sucks through this.
Yes,
it really does. Then they quit.
Yeah.
And so they really don't even give the conventional enough time to work. What I believe is that we're able to help people through that. But again, I want to meet patients where they are, okay? So I have patients who refuse all therapy, right? All conventional therapy. Now, I give them an opinion, and Pat gives them an opinion that they really should do some conventional in most cases. But here's the deal, John. The deal is you look at risk versus reward. You get an 85-year-old patient who just is diagnosed, and you don't think he just got prostate cancer yesterday, right?
No,
he got diagnosed yesterday. Well, if he comes in and says, I don't want to do conventional, my job is to do the best I can for him to keep him going with this condition and hopefully even hold down some of the side effects from the condition itself. And we can do that and have.
Other than cancer... What conditions, what challenges?
Autoimmune, all the way. Autoimmune, and there are so many, too numerous to count, as one of my professors would say. Too numerous to count. And autoimmune, I see more and more of that. And the other thing I'm seeing more of, John, which is amazing to me, the triggers of autoimmune from environmental issues. In other words, mold, toxic fumes, all kinds of exposures, tick bites. Then you start to see the immune their immunity go down, and what happens is they tend to have the body go into overdrive to itself. So we see a lot of that as well.
Let's start with the initial consultation.
Sure.
So a potential patient asks you a question and says, okay, I have this problem.
Sure.
So how long is it going to take for me to feel something?
Age-old question. Yes. Look. Some people start to feel better in 5 treatments. One of the things I want to put right on the table that also separates us from some of these spas, you're not going to just come in and get one treatment. I know that if you come to me and you have a condition of any kind, you're going to need more than one treatment, which is why we like to bundle the treatments, because we want you to come in order for this to work and get to the therapeutic levels that you need to sustain the quality of life. You're going to need more than one treatment. So I don't lie to you. I won't do that. I'll say you need at least 5 and maybe you need 30. I'm not sure yet.
So you can figure anywhere between 5 and 30.
Yeah. Yeah, it's as simple as that. And our cancer patients sometimes who are stage 4, they may need 40 or 50 treatments, and many of them do. Then they can step down to what I call a maintenance level. And maybe instead of coming in 3 times a week, they go down to 2. Then they go down to 1, and then they can go down to 2 a month. I mean, I have plenty of patients who actually come in once or twice a month now, John. And actually, I've had them for 20 or 30 years. And you know that. You're one of them.
That's right. I'm one of them.
So, yeah, it's not like I want to go steady with you. But what I do want to do is I want to see outcome. I'm not just going to sit down and say, oh, you know, I had somebody come in to me and say, well, how do I know it's not placebo? I said, do me a favor. Open that door from the conference room to the clinic. Open the door and look out there. Talk to all those people. Do you really think we can give them placebo and they'd all be coming back? Come on. not the people who listen to this station.
No, that's right. That's for sure. But I wanted to ask you also, you mentioned autoimmune and cancer. What about heart disease?
Oh, my gosh. We cut our well, heart disease, without a doubt, inflammation. All inflammation issues, including, you know, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. We cut our teeth on those, John, I have to tell you, and have made improvements in 30 years. I actually do something where we not only do the chelation, which claws out the bad calcifications, but also then what we like to do is improve the functionality of the heart. Now, you were an initial patient like that,
yes,
as I remember.
Yes.
And most of those patients come in with comorbidities, which makes the task a little bit trickier because we also have to look at the diabetes, et cetera, and the hypertension and all those things. I got to bless Dr. Pat and my medical and nursing team.
And, you know, when I came in, how many challenges did I have?
Yeah. Also too numerous to count.
Yes, that's right. But I have to ask you, you know, you're talking about heart and you're talking about cancer. And is there a situation where a patient comes in, and we're going to talk about this later with a patient, an odd sort of condition?
Yeah.
Or can you help them with that?
Well, I'll tell you what. I do like to do medical sleuthing. By that, I mean I like to do the archaeology in the charts. I tend to do this with a lot of the patients who fly in to see us or come from distances, right? Because generally, they're disgusted with where they're going for medical care because they don't necessarily have an idea of really what is the contributing factors to their condition. We like to sit down and go through the charts, really look at this and sort of ferret out what really is going on metabolically. But invariably, John, as I say all the time, the big devil is inflammation. Somewhere there's a trigger for inflammation.
And we're going to talk about that after the break. It is we're coming up on our first break of the morning here. Our show is called Health Watch, and you'll find us here every Sunday from 8 till 9, the live version here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. I sound like a broken record because I always say it at this point of the show, if you call early, we have plenty of time to go over your situation or your challenge. So we do have some open lines, so give us a call if you like, 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I return with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. Operators are standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, as they are every week when we're here on the program. And what you want to do is give them a call, 856-489-0505, 856-489-0505. Why do I give out that number? Very simple. When you call, you book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, doesn't cost you anything. And you will learn a lot about whether Dr. Molly can help you or anyone you know potentially solve your problem. And that's really what it's all about, getting the information that you need in order to make a more effective and intelligent decision. So all you do is call 856-489-0505 and book that initial consultation. And, of course, you check out the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's the website. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday live here, 8 till 9, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio right now if you want to call Dr. Molly with a question or a medical challenge. We're going to talk about, and you were talking a few weeks ago about how many thousands of small vessels there are.
Yes, and I've been talking about this.
I've been talking about it, but very important.
Correct. It's very important. Look, this month, June, is brain health. And believe it or not, the endothelium, which I was talking about, the endothelium, which is the lining, the innermost lining of the blood vessels, is very prominent in the brain. So this is why I've been on this. In fact, I had to hear this week from people, my God, Dr. Mel, you're on this micro-inflammation till we want to choke. I said, well, there's a reason why I'm on that. Because for the most part, it's kind of hidden. Most of the times, we don't even know we have it. Because again, the endothelium is the innermost lining of the blood vessels. And its job is to really regulate homeostasis, which means bring us back to our balance. And also maintain the vascular permeability, right? Which means most of the times we're focusing in on the large vessels. But in terms of the brain, I think it's very important to look at cerebral small vessel disease or challenges. And the reason being is it happens with age. So people start saying, you know, I'm having an age moment or senior moment, that kind of thing. Really, sometimes these conditions are associated with the small vessel inflammation. So again, inflammation is the devil, regardless whether it's in the small vessels or the large. It's just easier to treat and find in the large vessels. But trust me when I tell you, you can see it in the small vessels. And how do we know this? Because you send patients out for the MRIs and things, and you can see the degenerativeness of the smaller vessels during that kind of study. So that being said, what I want to talk about is the symptoms that reflect the brain area that may be compromised. Cognitive impairment. Doesn't that sound like you're forgetting things? Yes. And that kind of stuff, right? Stroke. Stroke's one of them. Motor impairment. By that I mean our shuffling, walking. We've seen this with certain neurodegenerative diseases. Well, you can be sure there's microinflammation in those small vessels. Imbalance, gait, urinary incontinence is also something. Somebody said, well, for women, that's just a function of aging. Maybe not. Maybe not. Depression, changes in personality. I see that a lot in younger people. And ultimately, when we send them out for the MRI and do some other testing, in particular looking for certain proteins, they tend to have it. So, and also something called vascular Parkinson's disease. Now, that's a little different than full-blown Parkinson's, which we know there's a certain criteria that you meet. But I'm just looking at the vascular nature of this. So how do we treat this in a more natural way? Because believe it or not, there are not that many drugs out there for this this dysfunction. Believe it or not, there are not that many drugs out there. There are more and more coming out, but they're not that many. There's a lot more, how do I want to put this, a lot more brain health vitamins, minerals, and products.
I was going to ask you about that because, again, the TV commercials.
Right.
All these commercials you see, about, well, you know, I used to forget things, and now I'm...
Yeah, right.
So are
I want
they,
to talk about that.
Are they any good?
Well, I think they do some good, but let's face it. What are you doing? You're taking that in and ingesting it in your GI problem, right? So do you think, you know, we do believe in our clinic, GI is connected to the brain, right? Everybody
yes.
believes. I think
yes.
now it's more conventionally believed. So, yes. Can they help? Yes. Can they help as well as delivering these things through hydration?
No.
Now, would I augment with a brain health supplement? You bet. At home, I take one. But again, I don't take any of those brands. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
All those brands you see on TV, I'm not taking. And looking at them, and why I'm not taking them is because of the junk that's in them as well as the good products. So using the approach of hydration, we are able to also help them possibly use chelation to improve blood flow to the brain, which would improve oxygen to the brain, thereby improving nitric oxide, which opens up vessels, and hopefully opens up some of the smaller vessels. But specifically to the small vessel disease, what we like to do is utilize things like phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylserine, things like bicopa extract, things like choline, which is an amino acid. So these are the things, some of the things, by the way, they're just some of the things I use. but there's a whole range of other things I may use specifically for the kinds of symptomatology that the patient presents, which can be varied, depression being one of them.
You have over 600 protocols,
right,
and I'm sure you've got one that fits in this.
Yeah, well, vascular endothelial inflammation worries the heck out of me because, again, let me tell you another story about this. It affects women more than men. Now, why? Because there's a relationship between women's hormones, estrogen, believe it or not, and an increased disease of cerebral micro disease. In other words, women who have problems with their estrogen in their youth may indeed ultimately increase the risk for cerebral microvascular disease.
So when you're talking about small vessels and inflammation, can this lead to Parkinson's or Alzheimer's?
Well, it can lead to dementia, Alzheimer's. It can lead to a whole lot of things, okay? And that's the point. It age-related syndromes, right? That after, it's unbelievable, just living through our 50s exposes us to the endothelial microvascular challenge, inflammation. So just living, because we're exposed to toxics, something sets it off. But if you just live long enough, you probably are going to have a little bit of impairment. The question is, can you slow that down? The answer is yes. Yes, by using these specific IVs for brain health.
And you mentioned the ingredients that you use.
Yeah, now arginine is something we use. Oxygen. You'll notice I have patients on oxygen, right?
Yes.
Now, somebody said to me, you're going to get your patients oxygen dependent. No, not at the dosing that we're using. We're not. For other than the cancer patients, I mean. No, we're not doing that. What we're doing is we're just increasing some of the blood flow, and I'm getting some of the agents that I'm giving these people in their bag, I'm bringing it up to the brain in a quicker manner.
Back to the age-old question. So if a patient presents themselves with small vessel inflammation and so on and so forth.
Well, first we got to find it.
Okay, so let's say you find it now.
Right.
How many treatments or how many?
Well, that depends on where they are in the continuum. If something is just starting, maybe 20 treatments will take care of it and then go home with the supplements, right?
Right.
And then come back for a tune-up. Look, it's not going to hurt to come back in for your tune-ups. That's what I like to call them. Because what happens is we're able to maintain the therapeutic level that way. So you're just adding to it by using the orals, right?
Yes.
So that's the key. And I would tell you that, remember, the microvasculation is impacted very, very slowly, but the dysfunction can translate into something pretty significant. Because if you start to lose your memory and you have Alzheimer's or dementia. Now, remember, it's not just the vascularization. In cases, I'm looking for certain types of proteins, too, that give me an indication that something's going on up there, right? We all know now there's a test for dementia, right? There's an actual lab test for it now.
Yes.
Looking for a specific protein. Well, we do that. I like to run that. If somebody's telling me they're very forgetful, and it's not just the normal forgetting, like you forget your keys once or twice a month, well, hell, but if you forget them every day and you are under stress, et cetera, I want to run that test and make sure we're not looking at the amyloid buildup of that particular protein, because that's a different chelator. Does this make sense?
Yes.
So then just opening up the vessels and improving the blood flow. But the bottom line is, we want to look at some of the things that are contributing to this. And we have to also look at the conditions. For example, people who come to us with MS, and I have several MS patients now, we know we have to maintain and repair the myelin sheath. And we need to use some of the natural products that I'm using in the brain health protocol in the MS protocol, and then some more, you know, in addition.
So, I mean,
it's a little bit tricky.
Yes.
It's a little bit tricky, but not really complicated. If you keep your brain in good health, you know that it's going to work on your MS, period.
So how can you keep your brain in good health.
Well, one of the things
without any of this.
Well, one of the things you have to do is increase your exercise, like walking, right? You got to increase walking. You've got to watch your alcohol content, right? Because you remember in the old days, they would tell you, you're burning up brain cells.
Yeah.
Well, you are. And, you know, the question is, can we keep that under control? You want to eat a diet rich in methylated bees, methyl bees. You want to use folate acid. If you're a woman and you're going through menopause, you may want to look at bioidentical hormone replacement, and for men too. We of course, do that for our men and our women if need be. So there are many things we can do this, but the quickest and the easiest way to do this is in the chair, following a good brain health hydration protocol, which will include things like arginine, NAD, hypersin, for one thing. We want to look at insulin and maintaining blood sugar. So the thing is, we want to have a healthy endothelial, and that's important. Believe it or not, John, lymphatic drain is important in the brain. The brain has its own lymphatic drain that goes into the neck, into the big drain. So
we are going to pick up this discussion.
It's a wacko discussion, I
yes,
know.
We're going to pick that up. We are coming up on the halfway point of the show. It is Health Watch, the live version here every Sunday, 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. 855-839-1210. If you have a question for Dr. Molly or you have a medical challenge that you want to run by her, this is the time to call in with the question. 855-839-1210. We are coming back. Dr. Molly and I return with more of today's Health Watch after these words. Back here on Health Watch, as always, operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates. The number, 856-489-0505. Again, 856-489-0505. I give that number out often because, look, it's a process that you start by calling and booking the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It's very simple. And the initial consultation is complimentary. 856-489-0505. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's the website. Our show is Health Watch. Every Sunday, 8 till 9, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. 855-839-1210. We're kind of picking up where we left off with this discussion of the small vessel inflammation and related things that we were talking about.
Right, in the brain. And what I want to say is, look, when your body experiences any oxidative stress, right, we have increased inflammation and decreased function. And it's particularly troubling in terms of the brain, which is why I've been so hot on this. So how do we help you? Well, we want to reduce your blood pressure. Of course, we want to reduce inflammation. So we do that with vitamin C, alpha lipoic, maybe grapeseed extract. I'm just giving you some of the things we can do. Oh, Similin, which is an extract from licorice. We do it with citrulline. We might want to optimize your B vitamins, the folate vitamins. I want to talk about preventing blood clots. How do we do that? With the omega-3s and maybe with something natural called natokinase, which we use all the time. We want to optimize your insulin level because too much is no good and too little is no good. So we may have to do that with things like alpha lipoic acid, and also talk about berberine and cinnamon extract. And, of course, again, seal the blood-brain barrier with turmeric. Turmeric, the anti-inflammatories. And, by the way, everything I'm talking about, we deliver in the hydration, John.
I was just going to ask you that. All these ingredients.
Right.
Are they all in the bag or some of them?
Some of them, depending on what we're doing for a particular patient. But what I'm saying is these are the things I look to. Vinpocetine. And again, hyperzine, L-carnitine, and of course the amino acids, phosphatidylcholine. Now, And again, NAD. And by the way, NAD has been the buzzword for all my male patients who are working out and crazy because they want to improve the nitric oxide, which opens up the vessels. And I don't even think they know they're improving their brain function, but they are. Anyway, that's it for that. But so now you know why I've been on this for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay, so with the hydration.
Yes.
You mentioned chelation as well.
Yes.
Now, is that in the bag as well as
it
all
may
the other?
Be. It may be. You may get a bag of chelation followed by, let's say, the amino acids followed by the anti-inflammatory. It depends on where we are in the continuum of your condition based on your laboratory looking for certain analytes, sending you out for the MRIs if need be, and looking at where you are with the endothelial diseases, the blood vessel diseases. So it all depends on the patient. And again, remember, if you have dementia, we're looking for certain specific things. Alzheimer's, there are certain specific things. But I'm talking about overall brain health and the microvessels, and you may not have any symptoms at all except your forgetfulness and just think it's age-related. I don't want people to think, oh, it's just a senior moment. That's where I'm getting at. Thank
it's
you.
It's not a senior moment.
It may not be. It may be, but it may not be.
So the chelation, I'm stuck on this. Does it open the blood vessels to the brain as
head to
as
toe,
it does?
Head to toe, 12%. And that's the key. Here's the thing, John. When we started chelation, we're just operating on our hearts. Well, our hearts are great, but man, you need your brain to tell your organs what the hell to do.
Yes. Okay? And so that would be the key to improving
blood flow. Is absolutely the key. That's why I say some type of exercise. For me, it's walking. So, you know, for other people, it's other things. But I say, yes, there's some exercise involved here. And, of course, chelation is involved in what we do.
You mentioned earlier, I didn't get a full explanation, so maybe you can go back to this. Vascular Parkinson.
Parkinson's is just a type of Parkinson's that they think is related to the small vessel disease as opposed to having all the symptoms of Parkinson's and all of the other proteins that are associated with Parkinson's, right? So you can have, when I talk about a Parkinson's-like syndrome,
yes,
that's what I'm talking about. So, for example, you can have a Parkinson's-like syndrome that really is related to the small vessel disease and it's not Parkinson's at all. Okay, so it's a little complex, and that's where you need your neurologist to come in and help demonstrate and give you an absolute diagnosis of Parkinson's.
You mentioned all of the things that are included in the bag in your
hydration. At some point.
Can people go out and supplement?
Oh, yeah.
Can they buy, like, go to the health food store? And
they're going to buy whatever that big brand is right now, and allegedly that has everything in it, but the bottom line is you can't get enough. That's the point. You can't get enough. How are you going to get enough in and go through the GI tract? It's very difficult. You can take 10 a day and not do it. I mean, you know.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. There's no question. Because, again, look at what I'm saying. We've got to reduce blood pressure, reduce inflammation, optimize homocysteine, prevent blood clots, look at the insulin, optimize insulin levels. And we have to seal the blood-brain barrier and then improve the nitric oxide. Well, that's a lot to do, right? And it takes more than just a supplement.
You were mentioning that this is an overlooked problem.
Yes. It's an underlooked problem.
Underlooked problem.
Yeah.
So what can we do to make us more aware of this?
I guess the thing to do is to really pay attention to your spouse, pay attention to your friends. And if you think they're slipping and they're just slipping, that's what. Listen, my staff pays attention to me, okay? You know, Dr. Molly, you forgot your keys? You know, maybe you need some Resveratrol today, and they may be right. So my point is you got to look at the nuances, right? But if you see that somebody close to you or you know just isn't quite with it like they used to be, Maybe it can be fixed.
Yes. You know, a friend of mine was telling me, I was talking to him a few weeks ago, and he said, you know, I think my wife is slipping a little bit, and he mentioned a few things. And I said, well, are you going to get her tested? He said, well, she was a nurse, so she knows more. not going to happen. So I said, well, you better follow that closely.
You know what? Tell her to call Dr. Molly, because I bet you I can convince her to get some testing.
Yes.
Because nurses, you know, they're trained to observe. She knows herself, believe me.
Yes.
And that's the thing, John. Look, you can't avoid pollution. You can't avoid chemicals. You can't avoid tobacco and alcoholic drinks, right? Heavy metals. You may not even know you have them. That contributes to these kinds of things. So there's so many things. And high stress. Your job. My job.
Yeah.
People out there who are in their 70s who haven't retired yet, who don't want to retire. But, you know, even good stress is not always good.
Yes. We are coming up on our final break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch, and you'll find us here every Sunday, our live version from 8 till 9, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. Still have time to take your calls if you have some questions or medical challenges you want to run by Dr. Molly. 855-839-1210 is the number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. We are back here on Health Watch, and as always, operators are standing by at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock. The number 856-489-0505. No, they are not going to the beach today. 856-489-0505. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And don't forget, if you miss any of today's show or you just want to hear it again, we have our Health Watch replay this afternoon, 4 until 5, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. But for now, we have a couple of minutes left of the live version here. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. And we're going to talk about some patients. And we were talking earlier, Dr. Molly, about cancer. And I know you have a new patient
starting tomorrow.
Which this is a very difficult type
of
cancer.
Yes, he has esophageal cancer, which, you know, is contributing to the burning and everything. This guy's such a nice guy. I believe he's about 76 years old, 75, in that bracket. But really nice guy, and we were laughing through the consult, because I will tell you, his daughters are extremely involved. All three of them were in the consult. One on the phone, and the rest in person, the other two in person. And one of his daughters is a physical therapist, and I sort of knew I was talking to someone in the field because of the question she asked. But he's a very smart guy. He was a locksmith. I asked what he did for a living. And he was a locksmith, and he was self-employed. So, you know, he's a smart guy. He ran a business. He had, I think he had, like, I don't know, 20, 30 employees. So he wasn't your corner locksmith, is what I'm saying. Intelligent guy. And he said to me the most important thing. He went through all his chemotherapy. Okay, they've arrested what they can do. He said he definitely did not want radiation. And he said right now he'd like to concentrate on his quality of life. And I said, well, you're in the right place. And I said, are you sure you don't want to go on for conventional? He said, not at this time. I'm really concerned about quality of life. He said, this chemo really wiped out what I can eat and what I can, you know, actually drink and everything else. So I'm very anxious to do this case, because he seems like he's going to be a great guy.
Yes, we do have a caller. And who is the person, Kirk? Bill from Philadelphia. Bill, good morning. Welcome to Health Watch.
Hi, Bill.
Good morning. Yes, I'd like to find out what you can tell me. I have a memory problem.
Uh-huh.
I have a very good memory of everything that ever happened to me of significance, but I'll have a short-term memory. Mm-hmm. I'll be watching a Clint Eastwood movie. And could not remember Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
I'm watching it.
Hey, Bill, how old are you? How old are you, Bill?
I am 83.
All right, God bless you. Okay, so do you think these are senior moments, or do you think there's a little challenge? Good.
No.
Yes.
No, it's specifically memory.
Okay.
And
I think we could help you.
And the other thing, the doctors are checking my heart for congestive heart failure.
Yeah. Did you have hypertension?
They're talking about putting me on a watchman.
Yeah, I know. I do. Let me ask you a question, Bill. Did you have hypertension in your younger years? Or?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so as you know, that's one of the things I talked about today. So really, I would say you probably need some blood flow to the brain, a little bit more in that area, which chelation can really help. But I would also then, I would consider doing some things for the brain specifically, including the phosphatidylcholine, the alpha. I want to know, how's your blood sugar, Bill? How's your blood sugar? Good?
My blood sugar's runs about 170.
Yeah, so you're a little high. Insulin.
I'm diabetic for 30 years now.
God bless you. But listen, I think what we would do is we would address all those underlying conditions that causes inflammation of the vessels in the brain. And listen, I'm telling you, you're a smart guy, I can tell already. Come in for the free consult. I think you'd be surprised. Get a lift over to my office. I don't know where you live. Where do you live, Bill? Philly?
I'm in a nursing home in Northeast Philly.
East Philly. Well, I wish you could get out a little bit. I think we could help you. Okay? But you should definitely be on some B vitamins. If you're not doing anything else, get on Bs, as in methyl Bs, that kind of thing. Okay?
Yeah. I have a direct question on the stuff they advertise for brain health on TV.
Yeah, I know. I have. I spoke about those earlier today. I think there's some good products out there. Hopefully, you pick up a product that maybe is designed by a scientist or a physician. But there's also a lot of junk out there. And remember, figures lie, liars figure, so studies don't mean much. Okay?
Bill, thank you for
the call. Thanks, Bill.
We appreciate it. 855-839-1210. We still have time for maybe a call or two here on the show. But we're talking about patients, and you want to talk about this POTS patient.
Oh, yeah. So this week my young lady comes in, and she's a young lady, and she's doing so well. And all of a sudden, I just didn't like the way she looked. My nurse reports back to me. She's not quite good, you know. Spoke to Pat. And we really believe she's over-medicated. Now, this is an interesting thing because that happens to POTS patients. Because, remember, they're seeing cardiology. They're seeing psychology or psychiatric patient, psychiatrists who can write for the medications. So they may be on medications for the ancillary stuff like the ADD, ADHD, and then they're on antidepressants, and then there's... But the point I want to make with this patient is we did a test that really tells us what type of medication, in particular for the psychiatrist, to use for this patient for both the things like the ADD, ADHD, these kinds of things, as well as the depression. And the psychiatrist, I find out, didn't want to use the test. Now, that's crazy because that's your genes, man. That's going to tell you what kind of metabolites, what will do the best for you. It gives you a range maybe of five items that will help in each category. And I think it's just a question of unfortunately, the time people have with their patients today. And that's a shame because the test is a good test. And anybody who sees it, who really can read it, and certainly we would be open to talking, and the test company's open to talking to the psychiatrist. So, you know, there are tools that can help you get more specific about your medications. That's the point of this show, this patient.
Okay. We also have a patient with a regenerative.
Oh, man, yeah, he took on regenerative, he had a shoulder injury similar to something that the Phillies had. But interestingly enough, Dr. Pat handled this case very well, and it was a combination where we were using the regenerative tools, right, including PRP, but also utilizing the hydration with delivery of certain proteins to help the healing process here. And he came in, and you were there, I believe, and
yes.
He said he's doing better.
Yes.
No pain in the shoulder at all, and he's got it up somewhat a little bit better. Now, this is a series that may take 8 to 10 weeks. However, it's not not a year, like that young man who's going on the disabled rest,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
So their regenerative medicine has a place.
And so he's been doing this for how long?
I think 6 weeks right now.
6 weeks?
Yeah.
So
and
he's
we
got,
think
enough.
Got another few weeks, we believe. Remember, it's also age-dependent. You have to realize the Philly kid is in his 20s. My patient happens to be older than that. Okay.
Yeah. True.
And,
that's true.
Okay. And I do have one more patient, I think, Alex from Brooklyn.
Yes.
And this kid, he came to me, he was a mess, depression, anxiety, you name it. And he'd been all over, and I think I mentioned that he had started with me several weeks ago. I believe he's on his, like, sixth or seventh week. He's a completely different person. His father came down with him and said, you know what, Dr. Molly, you and Dr. Pat are just wonderful people. And I said, no, we're not. It's the man upstairs. But what happened is this kid, I believe, had an environmental exposure to mold that triggered microvessel inflammation.
And with that, we are going to put the wraps on another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators are standing by right now, and they'll be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock this morning. 856-489-0505. 856-489-0505 is the number. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And don't forget, if you miss any of today's show, we have our Health Watch replay this afternoon from 4 until 5 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at Innovative Medical Associates, the lovely Linda and our nursing staff, Lana, Donna, Jess, and Marianne. And then, of course, there's Joanne, Delightful D, Fabulous Fran, and our medical assistant, Sandra. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thank you for listening. Have yourself a great week, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Health Watch, 8 till 9, our live version here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You take care.